Linking is a very, very important aspect of using the web. After all, what's a website without links? Links to get you in, links to get you out, and around in the meantime. Following this tutorial, we're going to take a quick look at creating links, how you can create links out of text, how you can create links out of images, how you can make links that allow users to send you an email, email links. And also, we're going to take a look at what's called targeting links, and that is where when a user clicks one of your links, the new content has to be opened somewhere. Do you want that new content to be opened in the window that the content's in right now? Do you want it to be opened in a new window or whatever, a new tab? We're going to look at all that in just a minute. So let's get started. First thing we're going to look at in creating links is how to create links out of a piece of text. Okay, a simple textual navigation bar I've created here in between my header and this body content here. We're going to link these words up to their pages. Okay, so the first thing you're going to need to know is that when you create links out of text, for example, home, I want to link this to the root HTML page, okay, this index.html page, which is the home page of my site. When I select this word for linking, I want to make sure I only select the letters, okay? No spaces, no symbols, nothing after, just the word. Anything you select, including spaces, will become part of that link. So you have to be careful not to select anything except the word. All right. So once you have the word selected, open up your properties panel, okay? And if it's not here at the bottom of your page, come up here under window, and you should see properties somewhere in here. Right there. There it is. Okay, now, down your properties panel, there's a little text box called link. And in here is where you type the location of the link. Now, in this case, the location of our link is index.html. I highly recommend that you do not type in the locations of your links. There's just a huge, huge margin for error, spelling mistakes, and you also have to remember that on the web, locations of websites are case sensitive when it comes to links and stuff like this. So you have to make sure you have everything in lowercase if you know your page name is lowercase. Okay? So, you know, you don't want to go back through your site and clean up all kinds of mess when you've put a capital X instead of a lowercase X. Not particularly a thing I want to have to go back and clean up. So I usually never type in my link, okay? As long as I can help it. There are a couple other ways Dreamweaver has allowed us to create links, and that's these two buttons right here. We can either browse for the file or point to the file. We're going to go over browsing for the file first, then we're going to go over pointing to the file, because pointing the file is really the way I recommend doing it. But browsing for the file, let's do that. Press the browse for file button, and what it's going to do is open up your site, okay, over here in the files panel, all these files right here in your Windows browser, okay, or your operating system browser for that matter if you're not using Windows. And in here, we have all these folders, but we also have our root index.html right there. Now, if I wanted to get to one of these other pages, I'd just open up this folder, like portfolio, and I'd hit portfolio's index.html page. All right, but in this case, we're going to just use this index.html page. So I'm going to hit OK, and you can see down here on link, it had to back out a little bit, back out of this About Me folder to get to the index.html, but it has linked us up here. All right. Now, you can see that took a little bit of time because we had to go browse for the file, find it. We had to double-click and hit OK and all that. So we're going to select the portfolio text here, and a quick tip, when you're selecting a single word like this, you can just double-click the word, and it will select the entire word, okay, so you don't have to worry about making sure you don't get spaces and things like that. This works, though, only on single words, like over here with About Me, if I double-click, I only get About or Me, okay, so it's broken by any spaces, which is helpful unless you have two words, but, you know, what more can you ask for? Okay, so we've got portfolio. This time we're going to use this point to file feature, and basically what the point to file feature is you click that and you hold it and you drag out this pick whip, okay, that's what it's called in Go Live, and it's a lot like Go Live's linking tool. So you're gonna click and hold this, and notice when you click and hold, now I'm holding the mouse button down and just dragging this in the link field here, it says drag to a file to make a link. So that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna drag over and find the portfolio page. Problem is, if you look, the portfolio folder is closed, okay, it's collapsed. Well, that's no problem. All you do is go hold the mouse over it and it opens that folder, then you just drop it on top of the index.html page and that link is created. So you just double click your word, grab your point to file button, go over the folder, it opens, and you link it right up. So we're gonna quickly link up all the rest of these. There we go. Everything's linked up. I'm going to close up these folders here real quick. And that's really the basics of creating a simple text link. Okay, there's several ways to do it. I recommend the point to file technique. It's the fastest, it's the easiest, and there's the least room for error. So that's generally what I use. All right, now, if we want to, say, link this image here to another page or another site for that matter, we can also do that. Select the image, and you can see your properties panel changes to accommodate the image options. And below the source location, we have link location text field here. Okay, you can type in, you got all the same features as when you're making a text link. Okay, you've got the point to file and the browser file. Now, when you make a link out of an image like this, I just want to point out that you want to be careful that you don't drag the source file, point to file, to whatever page you want to link, because it'll cancel out your image. Okay, that's no problem though, because we can just drag that, we can go back into our images folder, and we can find that image. Okay, and we're back in business. But, you know, it just saves you a little bit of time if you can get it right the first time. So, we're going to go find our link, and in this case, I just want to link it to this index.html, so I'm just going to drag it over and drop it on top of that, just like I did. Okay, and that's it. This image is now linked up. I'm going to save this page, and I'm going to click this little globe here. I'm going to click and hold it, and I'm going to hit the preview in Firefox. And when this comes up, we can take a look here at our links. Okay, you can see all these links that were previously visited, so they're appearing as visited links. All right, but when I click, you can see I get that page. Now, Firefox is treating this like it's on the web because it's displaying these files locally. I can even hit the back button or the forward button, okay, and I can go wherever I want to all these different pages that I've created. All right, and also this image, if you notice, when I roll over it, my hand turns into that cursor, or my cursor turns into that hand, excuse me, that indicates that this is a link. Okay, and when I hit it, you can see it does in fact bring me to another page. So that is how you link images. All right, now we're going to take a look at email links. And I also want to quick show you how to create a link to an exterior site, a site that is not in your site, or a page that's not in your site, I guess is what I should say. Okay, so we're going to create the email link, then we're going to take a quick look at that. All right, creating an email link is very simple. Let's type in some text. Like, click here to send me an email. Okay? I'm going to highlight all that text. Careful not to get the space at the end. And come down to the link area. Now, I'm going to show you two different ways to do this. First way is in the link area, simply type mail to colon and then the email address. In this case, I'm going to do info@tutvid.com. It's a fake email address, but you can try sending an email there if you like, but I promise you I won't get it. So, you got mail to, or colon, not semicolon, colon, info@tutvid.com. Now, one thing I want to point out, when you do this, you want to make sure you do not put a space between the colon and the email address. It won't work. All right, now when I let go, you can see it's turned blue, indicating that it is a link. One other way you can do that is coming up here to your insert panel under common, hit the insert email link button. Now, one quick thing I want to point out is when you do this, you want to make sure you have your cursor where you want the link to show up, okay? So I've got it in between this click here to send me an email and this image here. So I'm going to insert it, and it's going to ask you to enter an email address, which is entered here, info@tutvid.com, and some text, and the text is the text that is displayed to the user. Now, if you want the user to see your email address, we can just type info@tutvid.com and hit OK, and you can see that comes up just like that, and that is how someone can send you an email. And basically all that happens when you launch this in the browser, which I'm going to do right here, preview in Firefox, it launches the user's default email program. Alright, so if I hit click here to send me an email, you're going to see it's going to open my default email program. There we are, and you can see Mozilla Thunderbird, and I have the info@tutvid.com automatically filled into the to form. People can fill in their subject and put the body text in, and that's it. Send you the email. Okay, so it's that easy. And info@tutvid.com does the same thing. I was just showing you a different way to do it. All right, so I'm going to delete those. And, oh, yes, one other thing I want to show you is linking to an exterior site. And like I said, by exterior site, I mean a site or a page that is not within your site, something that you can't just use the point to file or the browse for file buttons to get, something that's out on the web, something that's live, Okay. So we're going to use my site as an example. We're going to say, check out this site, exclamation mark. And we're going to highlight that little phrase. And down in the link area, I can simply type in http://www.tutvid.com. Now, like I mentioned before, this is typing in that link. And oh, let me also point out, if you are typing the link in to an exterior site, you have to make sure you put the http://// then the URL. But this is still typing, so there's still a good margin for error. Most of the time, what I will do is I will open that page in a web browser. Okay, and let's just take one of my pages here. Okay, and I'll come up here to the URL box and I'll copy that. Then I will go back over to Dreamweaver. I'll select that phrase and I will paste in the URL, because that way I'm pretty well guaranteed that I'm not going to mess it up. Okay, and then we can see that this will link to an external site as soon as it opens up here in the browser. Alright, so when I hit check out this site, it switches out the content, brings you right over to this page, and it all works fine. Perfect. Okay, now, one thing you may have noticed about that when I just did that is when I click check out the site, it brought me to a new site. But not only did it bring me to a new site, it just replaced my site here, this Planet Photography site, with my other site. Well, now, what if I didn't want my site to just disappear and be replaced by this new content? Well, we can do that, and that's going to be the first part of targeting your links that I'm going to show you. Most of the time when you're creating a link to an external site like that, you want your stuff to stay behind, so the user will come back across your stuff and not forget about your site and just leave it. So we can use this little target option here, and this target option is under image links too. You can see down here we've got target, okay? And all it is a drop-down menu, and you have four options: blank, parent, self, and top. I'll explain what those are in just a second. I'm going to select that link again, and we're going to target this link because we don't want this to replace our content. We want it to open in a new window, okay? So we're going to specify blank, because when you target your link and you set it to blank, that opens the content of the link in a new blank window. All right. Now, it either opens in a new window, or in my case, if I test this right now, you're going to see it's not going to open in a new window. It's going to open it in a new tab, because I have Firefox set to open new links that are set to open in new windows in new tabs, okay? Because I like tab browsing. All right. So that's just something that you have to be careful of. It's not really a problem, though, because it still leaves your content behind, okay? This Planet Photography site was still up, just in another tab. So that works fine. All right, now let's just take a quick look at the other target options. Underscore parent. This loads the link page into the parent frame set or window of the frame that holds the link. All right. Self is basically the same as default. You usually don't have to specify this. It just opens it in the same window and replaces the content that's already there with this new content. Top. This loads the link page into the full browser window and removes any frames that are there. Okay, so we're going to leave this one set to blank. These links here, we're not going to specify, although we could specify self. Okay, does the same thing. All right, but I'm just going to hit delete there and clear that out. All right, so that's it. That's creating email links. That's creating links out of images. That's creating text links, and also a little bit on targeting your links so you can control how the users get to the new content. All right, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. And please go check out the site. It's www.tutvid.com for more video tutorials. Thanks.